Hello, everybody, and welcome, thankfully, to the end of Terrible Superhero Month. Today, let's watch Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. I'm the Dead Man. Joining me today, we have Bobiwan.
I has a new mic, bitches.
Ninja Kitty.
I'm also using this new mic, bitches.
And Chax.
Let's get this going.
Okay, so yeah, here is the end. After this, I'm probably going to slip my wrists. So, stay tuned for that. So yeah, we have this movie paused immediately after the Warner Brothers logo disappears. So for us, that's 12 seconds. For you, it might be something different. But that's where we're paused. So, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Wait, I had to mute, but I'm back. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Planet.
Whoa, that was fast.
Text.
I want to say right at the beginning of this that I believe the whole reason why this movie was made is because a little kid went to Christopher Reeves and said something to him about Superman being able to save the world from nuclear war.
Hmm. Well, we now know who to blame for this movie, Sidney J. Fury. Oh, God, Gene Hackman.
Why is that? It was all red.
I don't know.
I was wondering that, but I didn't want to speak up because I thought I'd be stupid and I might have not actually known what the right color for the Superman logo was.
Barely hear you, Kitty.
Oh. Better?
Yes. The glories of working with new equipment. Oh God, John Cryer's in this. Oh Christ.
Yeah, I mentioned that before when we were first discussing all this, that John Cryer was in this.
I can't remember that far back.
Yeah, that was like our first anything cast. I think I want to say the trial version.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what started this whole commentary month off.
Yeah.
Margaret Kidder, man. That bitch is nuts.
John Bloomfield, costume designer.
A guy once went out in his backyard and found Margaret Kidder naked in his dog's doghouse. True story. She threw a purse away at the airport because she thought someone put a bomb in it. True story.
Yeah, that Drunken Family guy makes more sense. No, forgot my purse. John Williams! Wait, someone adapted the music?
That's bullshit.
No one adapts John Williams.
John Williams was born to this music. He created it while he was coming out of his mother's womb.
Yeah. He cried this melody in the first night home.
Story by Christopher Reeves. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Telling you, some little fucking bitch kid is the reason why this movie exists.
Yeah. So fuck you, kid. I hope you're dead.
So wait, did he say that Superman could or couldn't stop nuclear war?
I think it was the kid asked him if Superman could or something along those lines, or if Superman would or something like that. Thus deciding that they were going to make this movie.
We're missing Russian.
A Russian guy?
Yeah.
This is the Russian from Armageddon.
Where is his wolf key?
I think I may have seen the ending to this movie before. Just the ending. We'll see.
He wasn't
a bad singer.
I was loving it.
Yeah.
It's the only good thing that's going to happen in this movie.
Yeah.
Misa!
Misa's so horny. Oh, Christ!
Oh, bam!
They killed Sinatra! Oh, no! My interest in the movie has plummeted.
That would really suck to die like that. What would happen first? Would you lose air, or is it being recycled, or?
Well, probably, like, what would happen is, like, if you get hit by that, it cracks your faceplate, so then it's supposed to decompression.
But he was, like, still flailing and stuff.
Yeah, but, like, according to his Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the movie, if you have a full breath of air, you can survive in space for 30 seconds.
If you have it in your lungs already?
Yeah, like, if you have a full breath of air in your lungs, you'll survive for 30 seconds before you explode.
If you can hold it.
Yeah.
I never got why Superman can go into space.
Because comic books.
Like, it never explains how he feels breathing, or the lack of pressure, or...
Or why his cape is blowing.
Well, he doesn't actually breathe in space. He can hold his breath for a really long time.
Is that what they... Is that the excuse for him being in space, is he holds his breath?
From what I've seen, yeah.
The comic books say that. That's just ridiculous.
They did something similar to that in Invincible, which I actually really liked, because... Oh, Smallville.
I would be happier if he just doesn't breathe. Yeah. And when he's on Earth, he doesn't breathe, so he just doesn't need to. That's just a lot better than he can hold his breath for a long time.
Probably.
I mean, because if that's the case, then if your faceplate cracks in space, then you should be able to survive 4 minutes without air. Because the body can go about 4 minutes without air, or without breathing.
It's not so much, like, space doesn't kill you because of lack of air, it kills you because of explosive decompression.
Right, but what I'm saying is if his only excuse for being able to be in outer space is holding his breath for a long time.
The holding his breath thing is only for how can he breathe in space. Like, how can he actually exist in space without exploding, like regular people, is because, like, a superhuman physiology or something.
He's buff.
Which would be, I would think, would be better if they just said he doesn't breathe.
Yeah, probably.
At all.
Oh, God, Kryptonite.
No, sir. Maybe it is. It's been a while
since I've seen it. He's taking it in slow doses and small ones that he can, like, slowly become immune.
Oh, wait, is that a spaceship?
No, it's your face.
Yeah, see, he didn't land in a spaceship.
Okay. Yeah, what the fuck is that thing?
Your brains.
Kryptonite.
Superman came to space in my brains?
Yep.
Wait, does that mean his brains are Kryptonian?
I'm Brainiac.
Cut open your skull and expose your brain to the yellow sun.
It'll make you stronger, I promise.
Oh, sweet glow stick.
Damn, I'm gonna have a bomb party now.
What just happened?
Only I had friends.
X-ray vision.
Well, X-ray vision,
He has X-ray vision, telescopic vision, microscopic vision.
I guess. Like, I can see, he can see through it, but yeah. Down the road and around the corner?
Yeah. Superman can
Don't forget he also has prophetic vision.
Yeah. The only thing Superman can't do is stuff he hasn't tried yet.
What did he just do?
Made it invisible.
What power is that? Since when does Superman have that power?
It's the power of bullshit.
God, this movie's so fucking horrible. I miss Christopher Reeves.
Yeah.
Let's have a Christopher Reeves month, because I remember he made a TV movie where he was like a child rapist. True story.
Because he's Clark Kent. He also hates technology.
You got bitches at your fucking... coat, you fucking 72 with your Texas necktie. Everything about you I hate.
Everything about Clark Kent I hate.
You quiet down. Clark Kent is awesome.
He's a bitch.
If you remember. Dude, he beat Superman. Superman 3.
Take a look at that crib. How to raise a baby. A blanket, a trumpet, and a boxing glove. Oh, and a baseball glove.
With possible baseball or rock in it.
If that's all it took to make your child Superman, then boom, I'll do that.
Yeah. You have a trumpet, a boxing glove, a baseball glove, a bat, and a baseball.
Oh, how do you think it's gonna happen? Oh, do you think he's just gonna hit it normally? I think he is!
Oh.
A normal hit. Oh!
Clark Kent, you fucking suck.
Yeah. If I was Clark Kent, I would just, like, swung it as hard as I could and get it and go right through his fucking skull. It's like, and that's what happens if I try to turn my farm into a shopping mall, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, can't step?
Is his mom dead in this movie? I don't remember.
Everyone's dead.
He's Superman. Well, I know his dad loves withers and dies.
Wish yeah. Margaret Kidder's dead.
He stole the glove.
How did she get the role of... There you go. Right through that scene should have like a little cartoon baseball screaming.
Yeah. Wait, Lex Luthor has hair?
Yeah, he's always wore wigs. I don't know why he has one now. Other than they probably forgot.
Okay, why is there a sad tuba sound playing?
Because there's a lot of fat inmates.
It's that kind of, like, wonky music that you use for, like, goofball characters and stuff. Yeah.
It reminds me of the music that they use for Bulk and Skull.
Hey, dude, why don't you just go ahead and drive your car right up into where everyone's fucking working at the prison yard?
Yeah.
Of course, this is 1987.
Oh, God, John Cryer.
They're dressed like it's 1922. And look at him. Look at him.
Yeah. Hey, neighbor.
Yeah. You guys are the greatest fucking guards of a prison ever. You guys should have to do this more often when you take fucking prisoners out.
Some awesome decals, bro.
Oh, God.
How can we make it so that Lex Luthor can get pulled out of fucking prison? How can we get him to escape? Oh, this is how.
Wait, he controls car through his Walkman?
Yeah, man.
Hey, God, these guards are the...
Bow.
Those guards are the worst guards ever.
Yeah, they were scared. Like, the top's going up on the car, and they're all looking up like, no, don't do it!
Yeah. I mean, they have shotguns. They could have gotten out.
No. They just waste a car. What the fuck?
Oh, he has bolt cutters. Wait till they use those later. Dude, there's no way he just chopped through that fucking chain that easily.
Yeah. There's no way that those two guards survived.
No, but they did. Did you see him? Conveniently, there's a truck there.
Bro?
I think John Cryer's character in this movie should be like the poster child of what Darth Brovey looks like. Maybe not as flamboyant with the shininess, but like just...
So does she not know he's Superman at this point?
She no longer knows because the second movie...
Was that McGruff the Crime Dog?
That was McGruff the Crime Dog.
Oh, you're fucking kidding me.
Yeah, man.
Of course, because if Lois Lane is on a mode of transportation, things will go horribly wrong.
Yes, this is a fact.
Yeah.
And there should be safeguards against... And it's like, oh my God, I fell down on the thing. Now look, now the train is going uncontrollably fast.
How the hell is she? She's the only one he hears.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, wait. Dude, you just...
Superman...
So much better with...
Superman could not survive in today's world. Everyone would know his identity because we don't have phone booths for him to transform in.
Yeah, step on the third rail. That was totally necessary.
How did he get to stop without stopping it?
Short-circuited it?
What about
Does
momentum?
Does that even happen? You know how much cooler it would have been if Superman just would have stopped it with his strength?
Or with his laser eyes.
Yeah, that would require using visual effects that I can't do in 5 minutes.
Yeah. And also it would really piss off people like... And also it would do really stupid shit for people like me, because if he just went to stop the train, then either the train would crumple in itself and kill everyone, or he would just cut through the entire train.
It would have killed everyone. Maybe the guy that had a heart attack is already dead. David Warfield.
Bow ties are cool.
Now, see, this movie came out, I was 7 years old, alright? So, obviously I didn't pay attention to news or politics or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure there was no one on the, you know, right wing bitching about movies like this saying, oh, they make this tycoon and call him Warfield and blah, 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 like they do today with, like, you know, the Muppets.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, like, back in the 80s, Republicans all weren't up in your face about this shit.
Well, it's because there was real-world problems back then. We don't have problems anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
There we go. This is a summer movie. That confirmed it.
The time before the internet.
Alright. Calm down there, big glasses. Oh, look at that. It's like big glasses versus big glasses.
Yeah. And there's that one guy in the back row with little tiny glasses.
And then there's big glasses. I think that's a comic book now.
No shit.
She's related to Ernest Hemingway.
Hmm.
I believe. She was so hot back then. She's still alright now. Margaret Kidder, on the other hand, she's probably in the dumpster behind my house right now, fucking picking up trash to eat.
Yeah.
Checking for bombs.
She's humping.
Fucking yeah. Nuts.
She's humping a boneless chicken.
I believe she bashed out her front teeth or had someone do it for her, some shit like that, because she thought there's listening devices in them, something like that.
Did she go crazy before or after these movies?
After. I want to say a long time after, but this is 1987, so it might have been not long after.
That explains some things.
What does?
She finished this movie, they went crazy.
It's part of the Superman curse.
Oh, Clark!
Oh, Clark. Oh, awesome. Turn the TV off when he's talking about a nuclear fucking holocaust. Whoa, no, she played as the receptionist in Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
And she is lying to those kids. The best thing you can do is invest in lead-lined clothing.
Did you see that dipshit's haircut? Oh, I hope they show him again. Right there. There he is. His head's second to the left there.
Oh god.
Look at that. Party in the back.
Yeah.
Well, Superman.
So it's that kid's fault.
Yes.
All right, look at this.
Yes.
1,000 pounds, one strand of his hair.
Yeah. Well, that ball is only claiming to be 1,000 pounds.
Well, I guess they've retconned Superman into a Saiyan. That's the only thing that makes sense now.
Watch this. This is like the biggest. The first huge fucking bullshit of this movie.
Okay, the one thing that is really pissing me off is the comedy duo music that they're playing for Lex fucking Luther.
Yeah, it's... Even at this
point, I want to say all the movies did that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. How did they get that hair off of Superman?
He donated it.
Yeah, but how did they get it off his head?
He pulled it off, probably. Who gives
Does
a shit?
Does he have the
what?
Strength to hurt himself?
Show you how they got it. Clip!
Yeah, that's...
just cut Superman's fucking hair!
Yeah, that is really stupid. Yeah, but it's
1,000 pounds, and he just cuts it.
Yeah, and it's even stupider the fact that, you know, how do they actually get it? Because if it can hold 1,000 pounds, I'm guessing it can't really be cut by standard barber shears.
One that naturally fell out. Jesus, you're not trying too hard, are you?
Yeah. It's like, she was about 5 seconds away from going spread eagle.
I wish she would.
Oh, yeah, baby. After hours, zip.
Pick the guy that has no fucking communication with women to do after hours.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's the guy who hides behind the painting with the guys that are moving. It's like, usually bed by 10:30, I'm usually asleep by 1. Boom!
Just put your knee right into his crotch.
That is the stupidest disguise ever!
You can't take off my glasses, people will know!
Yeah, I mean, this thing, he doesn't even comb his hair differently.
What? He has a little bit of a curl in the front when he's...
So he uses some hair gel and takes off his glasses. I could
curl.
Do that.
That's the biggest problem with DC superheroes, is like they have poor origin stories and a lot of them just stupid costumes. Or, costumes from their true identity.
Some of them aren't bad, like Batman, The Flash.
Batman's not bad.
Yeah, The Flash.
Well, are we talking about the
new
hiding their identity or their origin story?
Identity. Yes, but then, yeah, Superman is.
Superman's by far the worst.
Oh God, yes. Oh, stupid.
Of course, I guess you could say Superman is probably the only superhero that hides his identity when he's not Superman, right? Because, like, when Bruce Wayne is Batman, he's hiding his identity by wearing a mask as Batman. Same thing with Green Lantern, The Flash, Spider-Man, any of them.
Yeah, Superman's the only one who's, like, hiding his identity by being Clark Kent.
Right, yeah.
Please, he grew up as Clark Kent. Just because he's an alien doesn't change the fact that's who he really is. He spends most of his time in that life. He lives his life in that life. That doesn't make that big of a difference.
What do you mean?
The fact that he's an alien and that, I guess, he's technically real identity, Superman, that doesn't really change much. His true identity is still Clark Kent. That's who he really is.
Well, no, I mean, it's just he's just hiding from being Superman as Clark Kent. Where all the superheroes like Batman, he's hiding being Bruce Wayne while he's Batman.
I thought that was going to go much darker. Like, he looked at me like my father used to when he came to my room late at night.
He used to stick his thumbs in my asshole. That's when I first realized the CIA was after me, and now I must pull out all the fucking fillings in my teeth.
He kept asking me if I wanted cream in my coffee. Journalistic integrity doesn't really exist in this universe.
What's that?
Journalistic integrity doesn't really exist in this universe. You know, because clearly Superman's the kind of guy who says, you know what? Drop dead, motherfucker. Look,
yeah.
He's gonna cry. Fortress of Solitude. Why does it look like it's in a fish tank?
It probably was built in one.
It wouldn't surprise me if like a goldfish went swimming by right there. Hey, you figured out how to turn the lights. Congratulations.
Took all these fucking years. That's what that green bar was? Just to turn on the lights?
Yeah, it was a dimmer switch.
Who the fuck is that?
Jor-El.
That's not supposed to be Jor-El, really.
Yep.
No, yeah, I don't think it is. It's
oh, like, no, wait. Maybe that was Jonathan Kent. Or maybe that was his uncle. Yeah, that might be his uncle.
Betrayed?
So you're saying he was betrayed?
Look at that coffee cup. It says 1987 all over it.
Is the Russian president saying the exact same speech as the American one?
I believe so.
Just remember that the Cold War was just a dick measuring contest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, all wars are, but...
Is she wearing a nightie?
Least violent dick measuring contest. I mean, in other wars, we, you know, just stop measuring and start killing each other with them.
Start raping each other.
Yep.
Start slapping each other upside the face.
Love training it.
Oh, this dick talk coming from Bobby makes me think he was playing Minecraft before we started.
Why did people do that and not make, like, boobs? That's what I'm wondering.
That's how men work.
Because dicks are easier to make.
No, you'd make two mounds with two dots at the top. There you go. Yeah.
Dick, make a straight line. With two little ones at the bottom.
Nah, you're all gay.
Oh, he's that much heavier than her that he just takes off. See, now I'm confused, because I thought this happened in the second movie.
Pretty sure it did.
Remember, it was retconned.
How is he doing that to her?
This is the New 52. Yeah, there's a theory going around, like, some comic communities that Superman's powers are actually all mental. So, like, he's actually not flying right there, he's actually just propelling himself with telekinesis.
So, it's Chronicle.
Pretty much, like, yeah, like, his, like, heat vision is, like, him just, like, exciting the air molecules in front of his eyes. Which actually makes a lot of sense. See, because, like, right there, if there's anything else, you'd be like, oh, God, please grab onto something other than my arm!
See, I don't understand. Like, how is she flying?
He's using telekinesis.
No, I refuse to believe that Superman has telekinesis, because then he would, throw some people.
She's floating!
Okay, wait, what the dick? See, he's telekinetic.
She's floating!
This is Superman 4, Dead Man. This is not canon.
I'm not saying, hey, Superman is really telekinetic. I'm saying, hey, Superman 4, he's telekinetic.
Okay. Yeah, in Superman 4, he's telekinetic.
Yep. His powers are all in his mind.
And her hair is perfect.
Yes.
So is his.
Yeah, but his, yeah, he has super hair.
Yeah.
They freshened up.
Yeah.
It holds 1,000 pounds except for when you're cutting it with a fucking chain cutter.
Yeah.
Or bolt cutter.
Yeah, what we didn't see is when they swung by her place so she could replace her dress because she shit herself.
He did drop her in mid-fucking air.
Twice.
What kind of dick move is that?
He dropped her twice.
Oh, I mean, yeah, Superman's a dickhead.
Yeah.
I think we've established this long ago.
Yes.
By the way, I don't know what they're saying right now, but zip.
Yep.
He doesn't have a zipper. She doesn't either.
Flap.
No, it's what? Stretch.
I bet you the back of that dress has a zipper.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
It does. You can see it right there.
You don't need to take off the dress.
You unzip the back. Yeah, you want to unhook her bra.
All her holes are accessible without moving any clothing, other than maybe the panties.
And you would have to, like, scoot the dress up a bit.
No, you don't. I mean, well, naturally, it'll go up. You're thrusting yourself against her.
Okay, why is she just standing there?
Because he kissed her, and it was mind-blowing.
So she's been, like, coming this whole time?
Jizzed, yes. Look, she's like, oh my, what happened? How did I get here? It's so cold.
Wait, did
oh
she?
Oh my god, let me guess. He could just retcon.
He kissed her so hard her memory was erased.
Yeah.
When the fuck did this power ever show up?
That just happened.
Yeah. Again, the only thing Superman can't do is stuff he hasn't tried yet.
So he lined his lips with retcon.
Yep. Yes. And my guts are actually a living sentient being. They tell me to kill people. Lots of local color. Get some black people.
What a scoop. Oh, yeah. Man. See, now that's what I miss about journalism. I bet no one's ever said that in, like, the last 20 years.
Yeah.
What a scoop!
Yeah. If we ever actually get to the point where we can go on, like, press events, I want to go with, like, a little, like, like a little fedora with, like, a little press tag sticking out of it.
So, if you look at Superman's cape, I guess all the red from that S went to the opening credits.
He's fat! He's chubby around the waist. And the hips. Look at it. It's so Batman? Awkward when you see it from the front.
Well, yeah, he's only
Did
human.
Did I say Batman?
Yes, Batman. No, Batman.
Did I say Batman?
Batman.
No, I didn't.
Superman is stuffing his crotch.
Are you saying Superman's fat?
His hips, they're like pudgy. Sorry.
Oh.
They look squishy.
Yes. One of these kids is not like the others. One of these kids is wearing a cape.
Fun fact, Christopher Reeves got turned down to play the role of Superman in these movies at first because they said he was too small. And so he went, worked out for like 6 months, came back, and got the part. How does the whole world like Superman, but there's still no world peace? Can't he just go in there and be like, stop fucking around. And then walk out, and everyone's like,
That's what I do.
No nuclear bomb that you... No bomb that you could possibly create is worse than me.
Yeah.
Right.
So calm the fuck down.
It's like, hey everybody, I can punch this planet in half. So chill the fuck out. Peace. No shit!
See, I really like the message that he tries sending with this movie. This is very, very badly done.
Wait,
like,
why
can't it be rebuilt?
Yeah, why is everyone? Yeah, why is everyone all cool about this? Is everyone's like, Superman, but fuck you?
Yeah, it's like North Korea not showing up at this meeting saying boo. Like,
okay, so you're all agreeing and clapping. so get rid of your nuclear arms.
Exactly.
Is Superman going to take out the nuke sub?
Yeah.
Wait. He just said, I got to rid the world of all nuclear weapons. Everyone collapse, and then they launch a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, exactly. Not only do they launch them, but, like, everyone launches them.
Yeah. And Superman just, like, fuck this noise. Like, yeah, bitch, did you not see the conference?
Apparently, like, there's still a good dozen countries out there that didn't get the memo Superman was in town.
That's not phallic at all.
Here comes Russia. And now, like, everyone's shooting nuclear bombs off. Like, what the fuck's going on? Like, maybe, convenient as fuck.
Maybe Superman said, hey, shoot your bombs to space so I can go push them further? Or something? I don't fucking know.
He didn't say that. Close, we just watched that press conference. He said he's going to rid the world of them.
Why are they all blue lights?
That's just what they look like in space.
Seriously?
Look at that!
That is fucking retarded!
Look at the nuclear fucking bombs that have been shooting off!
Yeah, how do you know
why is that one have an American flag on it?
How do you know Superman hasn't just been playing the long con?
What do you mean?
Like, maybe this
that
is...
That one
like,
has a nuclear... Yeah. That has an American flag on it.
Like, maybe this is his plan all along. Like, get everyone, like, build up enough world peace, like, build up, like, world renown, so they can get every nuclear weapon, then throw them all at the planet and blow them up. Kill everyone.
Now he's just picking which other planet he's going to doom.
Yeah, it's like...
I feel like he wouldn't have to do that in space, right? Can't he just nudge it and it'll just float?
Yep.
No. Oh, God, no.
Into the sun.
Yes. Yes.
Sit there how fast?
Yeah.
Well, you guys didn't overreact at all.
Yeah.
And the sun was how big in that shot?
Yep.
And he didn't, like, fuck it up and...
I know.
He just threw a fucking gigantic pile of nuclear missiles into the sun.
Yeah, probably a few thousand megatons.
Oh my god, it's him! Why is he in this?
Who he?
Who's who?
Yeah, we're not in the same room as you, so we can't see if you're pointing at it. Lex
Mr.
Luthor?
Burgundy.
What, you mean Lex Luthor?
Yes, Lex Luthor.
Or as everyone calls this,
actor.
Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
Like, but it's weird.
Gene Hackman wasn't...
It's weird. Like, in this movie, they keep referring to him as Lex Luthor. Like, putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
They do that... I think they do that in a lot of Superman movies.
Yeah. One thing I liked about Smallville, they actually called him Luthor, not Luthor. See? He calls himself Luthor.
And everyone else is like, Luthor. No wonder he's so pissed off.
Yeah.
Is it Luthor?
Oh my god.
Yes, and Superman just threw even more bombs into it.
Yeah.
Except they both work on completely different nuclear...
Well, yeah, one's nuclear fusion, one is nuclear fission.
Which is pretty much the opposite of each other.
Yeah.
Oh my, a big giant ball of sun. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor not do his research and know that the sun gives Superman his power?
I don't fucking know.
So...
But I don't understand his plan. It's like, alright, so I have his hair. Now we can kill him with a bomb.
No. He's using the hair for Superman's DNA. Because he's going to create his own supervillain.
What, he's going to make Bizarro Superman?
But you need the end of a piece of hair to get the DNA. You can't just get DNA out of a strand of hair because the strand of hair is just protein.
You need a little bit that
comes from the scalp.
Yeah, but if that hair did fall out of his head, then it would have that.
No. Where the root is, you know, if you yank out a hair, sometimes it'll have white, and sometimes it'll have black, and sometimes there won't be anything.
Yes,
has
I know.
To have something on the end, right?
Yes, I
he
know.
Just, he cut the strand of hair twice to get it, so that's not on there. It's just protein.
That's his costume right there.
What, seriously?
Yeah.
I'm confused. What science be this?
Bullshit. This is 1987 science, where they would have a couple of jars with different colored liquids in it, with smoke coming out of it, probably because of dry ice, and all of a sudden you have a science lab.
Yeah.
And then they take a piece of hair with a couple of slabs of fabric and say, yeah, Rock, what is... Look at this! Look at all those awards that he has on them. That's ridiculous.
And no one, yeah, and at no point is anyone questioning, like, hey, I worked at this base for a long time. I've never seen you before.
Yeah.
Sergeant
like,
York?
At least they could have done, like what they did in Captain America. Down.
Sorry, what I should say, his chevrons are the right way up, but he's in America, so they should be upside down.
Wait, so he's nuking the genetic material to clone Superman?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're working on the Frankenstein Conquers the World method of cloning.
Well, they're planning on him throwing it into the sun.
Yeah. At some point, I want to watch that movie, because that movie is just weird.
Which one?
Frankenstein Conquers the World.
I will not stay awake through that movie. It is boring as shit.
Didn't you hear his name? His name is Gorham.
Yeah.
He just Gorham. He just goes in there and makes orders.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Yeah. Oh, great job, Luther.
Like, he was so unprofessional. There is fucking code and conduct to launching a nuclear missile.
Yeah. Or missile.
Think about the beginning of, shit, I forgot what movie it is now. Never mind.
God, he's an idiot.
Who's Superman?
Yep.
Everybody who is in this movie, like that is vibrator. Characters and
it actors. Does. He threw the giant nuclear dick into the vagina of the sun.
And a child is born.
Yep. Because that's how cloning works.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
How did that work?
That's not Bizarro Superman.
No, that's why I said in the essence.
He made a Saiyan!
He doesn't look like Superman at all.
He made a Saiyan. Oh, God.
That's just kind of his concept is.
Superman's already a Saiyan in this movie.
Is so they made Wolverine? I mean, Sabretooth, I mean?
No, they made an electrified, long-nailed Saiyan.
They made Blanka?
I would be happy with him dressed like this and acts the way he does in this movie as Sabretooth than Sabretooth in any of the X-Men movies.
God, he's an...
He's wearing Adidas. I gotta love that.
Yeah.
Why is he doing that?
Because
obviously he's not hurt and he's faking it, right?
Yeah.
So is he doing it to get out of it, or just keep up appearances of being a douchebag?
Keep up appearances, I'm guessing.
Or did he throw out his back tossing all those nukes? Which doesn't happen to Superman.
Let's see. Oh, tossing those nukes gave me such a workout. Oh, my back is killing me.
How does that happen?
What?
Isn't that, like, literally impossible because he's Superman? He's just, like...
He's not heavier. I don't think he's heavier.
He's a man of steel.
Yeah, and for all
By man-made objects or people.
Yeah, but he can fly.
What's that belt for?
So he could be doing it himself, is what you're saying.
Yes.
But why is he doing it?
To keep up appearances of being a weak little bitch.
But he doesn't need to do that to be a weak little bitch. All he has to do is just be himself. Just act like a goofy fucking slub.
And you know what? Clark Kent isn't supposed to be a weak little bitch. He's just supposed to be an average guy.
Well, I mean, I'm fine with him being the kind of character of being kind of a klutz. But, like, it just feels like he's going too far with it.
Yeah.
I mean, faking a back injury, acting like
Maybe Christopher Reeves is doing this to stretch his muscles. Like, to stretch his acting muscles.
Well, that's why he ended up playing as a child rapist later.
Get it?
Oh, no, we get it.
Oh, God, it's the Saiyan!
What the dick? Why is...
And it's Marie Antoinette! No, no!
Dude, the best part about this character is about to be revealed. You're freaking me out.
I should have had all that weed.
Oops.
It's a great corset, bro.
Yeah.
She has some nice tits.
Yeah, she does. Well, it's probably like the corset making them look better.
I concur.
Probably.
Ninja Kitty agrees. Those are nice tits.
Her true colors are thus revealed.
Oh, no. I've been found out.
Hey, it's the Sentry.
He has an awesome costume for being just a couple of fabric pieces.
I know he made this awesome superhuman, but why would this awesome superhuman ever listen to him?
Or know how to find him.
Because
that's
Flock.
That's actually explained. Kind of.
Proper.
Listen to when he talks.
Fire! That tastes nasty.
Because, yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
He has Gene Hackman's fucking voice, even though he's made out of the DNA strands of Superman! What did he do, jizz it to the fucking cup?
Secondary DNA.
It's bullshit. Uh-oh.
Oh, bro!
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Never badmouth the guy who came from the sun.
Nice job, Ducky.
Yeah.
Gonna hurl, bro.
I'm breakdancing.
Why was that footage set up?
Why is he in this fucking movie? Oh, because Richard Pryor wasn't in it. We had to get someone.
Richard Pryor was in 3?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Use the comic relief.
Why is there just a leopard print person?
Why is there a leopard print giraffe?
Hey, it's Terminator.
Set him on fire. Yeah.
That's how time travel works in the Terminator movies.
See, they're doing the same thing that pisses me off about vampire movies. There's still fucking sunlight around them.
I guess only direct, or like, no, okay, no, not even, because he's fucking reflecting it.
Yeah.
Has to be focused? I don't know.
It's just so stupid.
Yeah. Has to be a certain intensity, I guess.
Why is... Like a whore.
like an 80s whore, like a 1987 rich cocaine whore.
Yeah.
Like, she just got out of the bathroom from doing two bumps.
Yeah. She looks like the one who'll be, like, standing on a balcony, like, with her high heels on, just like, and then fall off, then Riggs and Murtaugh will show up.
You know, I guess Lex Luthor wins when it comes to women.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. I mean, she has, like, nice long legs, but that's...
Her eyebrows are weird.
If she lived in modern day, then they would be plucked and preened, but way back when, it was attractive to have thick eyebrows.
Hey, so...
I think she still does. And he just paid her money, right?
Yeah.
He's like, this is for later when you're fucking slobbing me.
Yeah. It's like, alright, here's for the eight... Right, so here's for the BJ and the eight ball.
She's like, alright, I'll go get the eight ball.
Yeah.
God, Margaret Kidder, man, how did she get the part? They're like, well, she's not attractive whatsoever, but she does have this I can be a bitch attitude about her.
Neat dress.
Neat dress.
Just takes the money and runs.
I don't remember. Did Superman sleep with? Well, he had to sleep with her in the second movie because Superman Returns. He has a kid, and that movie takes place between or. Takes place as if 3 and 4 never happened.
Wait, is this a double date with Lois Lane and Superman and who's her face in Clark Kent?
Clark Kent! Yeah! A comedy ensues! This movie is less than an hour and a half long, yet somehow they find time to put this part into the movie. Like, that's how much nothing they had for this film.
Yeah. So it's a double date with the same person and suicide ensues! And this baby I found in the dumpster. Okay, I'm just kidding. I stole it from a woman.
It's really like a hairless cat that's lost in my cancer.
Yeah. Wait. Is he... He cooked it with his x-ray vision. Superman, you like some wine? Some Rohypnol? Some wine?
This movie would be a lot better if she just threw herself on top of him right now.
Yeah, just... It's like, Superman, jock my tits. Oh, my dear! And away I flee. He wouldn't really need to fly in that kind of arc. He just kind of, like, drop down. I'm okay.
Like,
that was kind of slick.
With the double date thing, how are they not going to tell you the same person?
Because they're idiots.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing with a lot of nuclear radiation coming off the sun, it damages their eyes a bit. Wait, what the? God, what kind of person?
He's a fucking dumb fuck. Actually, you know what I think happened is when he threw those nuclear bombs into the sun, the real life universe stopped there for this movie and then started the ending of the movie knowing. I'm out of here, Lois.
I'm out of here, Lois. Why'd you get a bit? Why'd you get a bit more comfortable?
I'm gonna throw you off the roof of a fucking building again, and then kiss you and have you forget all about it. Like, why did he even do that in the first place? Other than to prove that he can do that?
Probably just for that. Superman's a douchebag, dude.
Probably because they didn't know what to actually do in this movie.
Yeah, it's like, all right, what do you want to do?
Need to kill 5 minutes. All right, we'll have him fly around with her while he's just basically letting him know that he's Clark Kent and Superman, and then he'll kiss her to make it all go away and pointless for the movie.
Yeah,
I'm thinking if they just did the actual plot to this movie, it would have taken about 20 minutes.
It would have been like an episode of the Superman TV show.
Yeah, this movie's been on for almost an hour now.
I know!
And, like, the main villain counterpart to Superman has just been introduced, like, what, 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
And that's all done with them is introduce them?
Wait, how did he ring the doorbell?
Oh, how did he ring the doorbell, yeah.
Obviously, he's paid people off to help him.
This just like sort of cements my theory of telekinesis.
Cements my theory of this movie being awful.
Wait, right here. Okay, Richie Gere's about to read the script of the movie to us.
What? Well, was that a commercial for Fleshlights?
What?
That thing, Maglite, it looked like...
How did he know where he is to look to his left?
Stupidity.
Oh, because he has a script in his back fucking pocket. He knows what building Superman's in.
Yeah.
Superman could have been on the other side of the fucking country for all he knows.
It's like, look, you see that building? No, I'm in Saskatchewan. All I see is a field.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God! This movie's so fucking horrible.
God, what a bitch. Yeah.
You know, I'm still not convinced that this is the worst.
Really?
It's pretty bad, but.
Meow. That's all I have to say.
It gets worse. The ending is where it's really fucking horrific. Just inexcusably bad.
But then there's Lenny.
Lenny. God. He's like the Joe Pesci of this movie.
Whoa. Joe Pesci is fucking awesome.
From Lethal Weapon 3 and 4?
I'm glad you didn't say 2 at least.
Yeah, 2 he wasn't bad in.
Yeah. Even 3. 3 is... 4 is where he's the worst.
Well, 4 for everything is the worst.
That's the third time you brought up Lethal Weapon. Have you been watching those movies?
Not recently. I don't know why.
Because just earlier you brought up, like, Riggs and Murtaugh showing up.
I guess this movie reminds me of Lethal Weapon.
I don't know how.
Sup, bro?
So we're like brothers.
I'm here to kill you and shit.
I felt like Gene Hackman for some reason.
It's free stuff.
Wait, in the 80s, were there laws against cloning?
Apparently so.
No, seriously. There are so many times when Lex Luthor could have fucking just gotten, like, a kryptonite knife and just stabbed him in the heart.
But if kryptonite only hurt Superman by diminishing his power over time, how can it puncture his skin?
Because? Yeah, but it does, it takes away his power, so that would take away his, like, invulnerability, too.
But over time, so he would have to be around it for a while before you're able to stab him with it. You wouldn't be able to just pull it out and stab him with it.
If it was blue kryptonite, you could.
Alright, what is this? Now you're just making up colors?
No, they're like... there's like a whole rainbow spectrum of kryptonite.
As I say, I think I remember them being a red kryptonite.
There's blue, red...
I don't know what this is, though.
Yeah. It changes personality, I think.
Oh, so it's like what happens in the third movie. Awesome. Where it turns into a trunk.
Yeah. I just want to keep the thread alive because I get off on pain.
That's...
Wait, why did that happen before?
Maybe he wants it to happen now. Like, now he's trying to show up for Superman.
Yeah.
Before he was only showing up for a fucking douchebag there.
Yeah. Right now, what... Like, what he didn't see was, like, as he was taking steps, he was just... He's like doing like the you can't step dance. Y'all can't step to this, bro. Oh my god, they are totally falling off of a building.
Oh no, what's gonna happen? Are they
gonna hit the ground? No, they can't fly.
So seriously, all Superman has a way to do, all Superman has to do to beat this guy is like get him into a slightly shady area.
Or just like use his eyes and be like, fire! You die! It melts you.
He punched him in the back! What a fucking douchebag move! Yeah. He just punched him in the back. What a dick.
Wait, wouldn't it be nighttime in China?
No, it's well, actually,
it depends, because they're in Metropolis, so where's Metropolis at?
It's in the States.
Are we sure of that?
I'm destroy the Great Wall for no reason.
I will destroy...
Is a person? Yeah.
I'll destroy the Great Wall, because I'm evil.
Yeah, oh, hey. Basically.
Like, hey, wires. Wait, is that a guy or a girl?
I think girl. It's a girl.
Wait, what the...
Well, how did that happen?
He has Minecraft powers now.
he has Engineerovision.
But it didn't even... It wasn't even like the old bricks went back together. This new bricks grew in place.
Oh, God, what the...
I got your feet! Yeah. You can't go anywhere! This... Oh, I lost you. Tickle fight!
Okay.
He's sending him to the Phantom Zone.
This one is officially the worst.
He's sending him to the Phantom Zone.
Oh, he breathed shit. In! He breathed in! He went...
Now, would that be possible in space? Like...
Not...
Because space is cold, right?
Yeah, space is really cold.
Space, do you think that maybe that's a possibility?
Not... Well, maybe Superman's breath is colder than space.
But then he's not Superman, so you'd think his breath would be hot.
It's a big thing with space. Depending on how close you are to, like, a star or something like that, zero Kelvin is, like, called absolute zero for a reason, meaning all matter has stopped moving. Now, parts of space are quite close to that, to being that temperature, because there is no matter there and not much light is reaching there. So there's a certain amount of cold you can only get to, right? And they'd already be in space, so... I don't know why he would freeze solid. It's not like there'd be much of a temperature difference. But science, you know.
Yeah. I'm just gonna destroy a mountain. You know, just for shits.
He actually has good reason for it, even though
wait,
it's
is that...
still questionable if it's possible.
Wait, is that a tree trunk?
No, but it does kind of look like it. It probably is a tree trunk. Like, you know, real life, but they probably had to use it as a model.
Oh my god.
That lava doesn't work like that. Lava is retardedly hot. Those people would be melting.
No. You can get that close, but...
Anytime I've seen people get that close, they've been in layers and layers of heat protective suits. Not just hanging out in a nun's habit.
Yeah, but that's not right near the volcano. It would have cooled down a bit by the time it got there.
But still!
It's say because, like, lava's, like, insanely hot, yes, but, like, after it starts cooling down, you can get close to it.
Oh, hey, it's Meg.
That shouldn't hurt him, should it?
Why is electricity coming out of him? Why isn't it, like, fire or something?
I don't know.
I'm gonna fly back to Earth again.
It's like, hey, bro, my cell phone's ringing, so I'm going to go head back. Peace.
It's like they forgot what order to put these scenes in.
I know, because they're flying, they go to space, they come back, he destroys the wall. Goes into space, comes back, starts a fucking volcano erupting. Goes back into space again, comes back, down at the Statue of Liberty. Like, what are you doing? You're just back and forth.
Yeah. He's very indecisive. He can't decide whether he wants to just be a dick or wants to kill Superman.
Well, look at that.
Okay. Now it's Ghostbusters 2.
It's like a person in a green suit holding up a statue, the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. See? If physics were there, that wouldn't be able to happen.
Oh, yeah.
So he's telekinetic. He's evenly distributing the mass.
So are you saying he's also telekinetic?
Yeah, he has mind abilities. Like.
Well, yeah. You've been saying Superman does. But yeah. You say this guy does too.
Yeah, he's a clone of Superman.
By the way, has the movie introduced him yet with the name?
Nope. That is totally really happening.
You know, because it's just special effects. You know, you can only do so much special effects in 1987.
Yeah, why
so is it's hard to stop that looks? I don't blame the movie for that.
Why was his cape tied to his belt?
It maybe just got stuck in it.
That's why I'm really glad they kind of took away the undies and belt thing from the new Superman costume design.
The new one that's coming out now?
No, the new 52 stuff. Like, he doesn't have the undies.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the new movie that they're making.
No. It's also, you know, not spandex.
Now, he distracts Superman.
Yeah.
Which, how? Because he doesn't have kryptonite.
He has super fingernails. The same way that it's the same way that Doomsday's bones could hurt him.
Okay, I'll look at the slide because that happened. Now, I thought the whole thing with Doomsday was his bones were made out of kryptonite.
No, how Doomsday was killed, like. Like, how Doomsday was created was, like, a guy took a baby, killed it, cloned it, then killed it again, then cloned it again, then killed it again, then cloned it again, and it got stronger and stronger and stronger each time. Wow. Because that's how cloning works. Fine, I was going to fire you anyway.
Hey, bitch, she's not the one that fucking had it.
Finally, someone fires him. I mean, like, Clark would probably be much better at being a blogger than he would be at actual, like, journalist.
You know, as bad as this movie is for no one noticing that he's Superman, Superman Returns.
Yeah.
Oh, where they basically notice him and then they're like, nah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, the fact that, oh, Clark's been gone for this long, now he's back. Superman's been gone for this long, now he's back. That is totally a coincidence.
Wait, is he... Okay, for a second there, I thought someone was giving him head.
Oh. He's just jerking off. His own sweat.
Yeah. He's crasturbating.
Who does that? What a fucking dick. You knock like two times and you just fucking break the door open, you fucking bitch.
Bubba, you got fired. Because you're a big bitch. Now fuck off, I'm trying to get drunk.
Yeah, get close to someone who's supposedly very, very, very sick.
If Superman's sick, does he really use a blanket to get warm?
Probably not. He'd probably just go sit in the fire. Yeah. It's like, oh god, I'm so cold. Some gasoline? There we go.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking with Superman. The whole thing about Superman is everything's amplified with him, right?
Yeah.
So, like, he's able to go into fire. I mean, they proved that in the second movie when his hand, nothing happens to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, if he wants to get warm, you think he would have to do much worse than we have to do.
Yeah, it's like, oh god, I'm so cold. You know what? I'm gonna take a nap at a nuclear reactor.
I swear to God, this movie like takes Clark Kent and makes him human.
For some reason, I can't hear anything Jack says.
Yeah, it's really choppy.
Well, thanks. I thought it was just me, because you were carrying on normal conversation with him. Maybe he could have fixed it.
Better? Can you hear me now? No, different.
No, you're still chopping it.
Yeah. My internet's real shit right now.
It makes me not open much of a movie anymore.
Oh, God. It's like, I'm sure wherever he is right now, he wants you to give me some head.
Yeah, it's a good way to blow her freaking head off.
He's probably fucked her before and she lived.
Yeah, maybe that's what, they did fuck.
Maybe that's what made her go crazy. Kryptonian sperm.
They do fuck. I mean, obviously they had to go because she has his baby in Superman Returns.
I kind of wish they did more with that kid.
I wish that kid never existed.
Yeah. I wish that kid turned into Superboy Prime and just was like a whiny little bitch who killed everyone.
Wait, why did she leave out there with him?
Because
she actually... My theory is that everyone really knows he's Superman. They're just playing along because he's like that special kid in your class.
Yeah. It's like...
I wonder if you see a book series of Superman where everyone knows that he's Superman but pretends to be fooled by him.
They actually made it something like that in Batman.
He's covering himself up with a cape?
Yeah.
How did opening the drapes make it so that he's covering her by the cape, not by the curtains, so
his cape,
he would still be under.
His cape absorbs the energy, I guess, because his cape was made in the sun.
Alright. What is this costume?
It's an M.
Why is that? Why?
Maybe his name's Nova?
Ooh, I think his name's Nova? No.
Nova Man?
I think it's like... I gotta fucking look at that. I gotta look it up.
Oh, look, it's his kryptonite vibrator. Wait, why is he dead? Look, he looks like a fucking zombie. Unfortunately, this is a suppository.
Nuclear man.
Nuclear man?
Nuclear man. How did his costume know his name was going to be something that's not even mentioned at all in the movie?
Okay, I thought he was getting bigger there for a second. Oh no, he's just flying. And smoking.
Whoa, what do we got here?
This isn't my favorite paper.
Must sex.
Yeah. Nuclear man.
Sex.
Nuclear man.
That's how
horny.
You slither for a longer.
I like he's going for his gun.
Give me bitches.
Yeah, it's like,
every movie does that. Like, no matter what the situation is, the cop always goes for their gun.
Wait, did you?
Oh, Superman must remember the movie script to find out where he's gonna be.
Yeah. I will hurt people.
Yeah.
Like, I'll show you. Hydrant. Instead of fighting you, Superman, or killing you, I'm gonna blow up all around you.
Yeah, it's like, if you're in trouble or shoot Superman, I will be a supervillain.
And why is Superman still apparently standing there watching this happen? Now he does something.
Because because he actually hates everyone.
Damn it! Don't do it! Stop people! Like, that's fine? Wait. Do Superman do something! Reason with him isn't gonna work! Stop trying it! Has Superman even left the one spot that he's been standing in while this all happens?
It'd be great just, like, seeing the news reports after this. It's like I was there, and Superman just kind of stood there while I just worked, while that guy tore shit up.
Right.
Aww. A stunning metaphor for how his sex life must be going.
When I say I have a boner on.
Yes, quite.
Look, he's still just standing there. How is that violent?
I lift them up and gently set them down.
No, Superman.
Yeah, Superman gently set them down.
With the telekinesis powers that he doesn't fucking have.
Exactly. Wait, why is he taking the elevator?
I would like to remind you that you're Superman.
Yeah.
No, there's... Oh, shit.
He has a great idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's where he's the least smarter than Superman. He's like, but how do you know where he's going? How do you know what floor to go to? I mean, at least there he's smart. About the elevator.
Yeah. That was actually... That's actually a really smart move.
Yeah.
Surprisingly so, actually.
One could argue that he set the elevator up, but then he would have to know that nuclear man was going to set the elevator up with him, which would be so much more complicated than when they elevator together. Like, imagine that as they're going through the floors below.
It would not fall that fast.
No.
Look at all that dust fall. Along with the cords to the elevator.
Yeah.
Wouldn't those float for a while, I would think, or something? Yeah,
they would fall slowly. Gravity, just low gravity.
Mm-hmm. They would fall like Lois Lane was falling when there was gravity.
Yes, exactly.
And why the hell did you put him on the moon?
Why didn't he put him in the crater at the north of Seth part where there's sun that never shines there?
Yeah, put him on the dark side of the moon.
There is no dark side of the moon.
Dark parts, but not a dark side.
Yeah, because the sword is turning.
Actually, no, it's geosynchronous.
Watch this.
The Earth.
Oh, so that is moving.
Why didn't he put him on, like, I don't know, Pluto?
Here's an idea. Find a black hole.
Yeah, exactly.
Faster than light travel is obviously possible for you. Yeah. Find a black hole.
Put him in it. Yeah.
That wouldn't be that hard to lift. 1/6 the weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just stepped out of his toes. Take that.
I know you're excited, but I hate it when you use your claws.
So they put in all these scenes about that crystal, but they never really explain it. They never show him use it to actually get better. He just sort of holds it.
Yeah. Well, they don't show us. Like, well, they don't show us him shoving up his ass.
I guess, like, they just didn't finish this movie, and they just sort of slapped together what they had.
Yeah. It's like the editing team was entirely drunk throughout the entire, like, editing process, so they're just like, I don't fucking care, cut out everything.
Yeah, the whole thing with he slashed Superman's neck, Superman got a cold from it. Or at least got his sickness from it.
Yeah.
And all it took was Lois Lane to come over and be like, get back in there. Get into the game. And then he's also the editor again?
I feel like there had to be
more about that, yeah. Or more to it.
Yeah, there was. Like, after she showed up, then you saw him, like, holding the Krypton crystal, and he was, like, his hair was white, his skin was all fucked up, his hair was, like, almost gone.
where the fuck was I for that? Like,
yeah, I think you were looking up. I think you were looking up that guy's name when that happened.
Probably.
Wait, why was he holding? Why is he holding his head? He punched him.
He. Christopher Reeve's probably hitting his head somewhere along the line.
That's actually how he became a quadriplegic. He hit his head off Nuclear Man so hard that he broke his neck.
This doesn't help.
Okay, Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah. Now be sure to get your Acme Dynamite.
He's right. Man. Yes. He's right.
Newspapers go broke.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's. I feel so bad for DC sometimes, man. Like, well, Spider-Man 2 in that case. Like, who would have thought, like, when these characters were made, no one thought the papers would die at some point. Huh.
Yeah, but Spider-Man's, you know, good because, you know, he's a genius and shit.
Right. Fuck.
And plus, you know, Spider-Man's also a photographer, so... Yeah, I gotta put the flag back.
Was he just, like, going... breathing?
He can get a good job, like, photographing weddings and shit. And is he pushing the moon?
Oh, my God! Mm. Yeah, that won't fuck with Earth at all.
I haven't seen anything yet.
Like another new...
Why is she in space?
Why is she in space?!
I thought his goal was to have sex with her.
Okay.
Oh my God!
She's
hanging from his arm in fucking space because there's gravity out there.
She should be exploding right now.
This movie fucking sucks.
Thank God there's only 9 minutes.
There wasn't like a DP or someone on the set that said, "Hey, that can't happen."
Probably not.
Now, are you going to deal with him in a more efficient manner now that you've caused massive tidal waves on Earth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Another news: Superman has single-handedly killed the entire population of Canada.
That's okay.
Okay, so you just killed that entire reactor.
Actually, it's apparently stronger.
Yeah, power surge, it overloads, it explodes, and causes Chernobyl.
So what happened? Like, all of a sudden that guy no longer owns the Daily Press? Or the Daily Planner?
I don't know.
I like the cut of this man's jib. That man just told us that he's too busy to let an escalator bring him down. He walked down the escalator.
Oh, snap.
I delivered my dialogue.
Yes.
Although this is a tactic that doesn't work except in movies.
Yes.
Every time it takes to get this right.
Yes. Now somebody, hire Clark Kent back. I want someone to not be here.
This guy is the greatest Jimmy in the world. I think they had it for Superman Returns, just didn't have the cut.
Or a glowing crystal shoved to your ass.
Oh, Clark Kent. Same old Mr. Kent.
Like, the worst job for him to get as a reporter. All the news in your city involves Superman.
Yes.
you dumb fuck.
Yeah.
See, I think Clark Kent, I think he would have been a better disguise for Superman nowadays, you know, like you were saying, like as a blogger.
Yeah.
Like, he did that at home. He doesn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. And plus, you know, since he's already there, he'll get the best shots, he'll get all the best storylines. And if you want to do an interview, it's easy. Just like, hey, am I free for an interview? Of course I am.
We've seen how fast he changes. I mean, you can just turn the camera back and forth and stuff.
Yeah.
He could do a Skype interview with his iPhone.
Yeah.
Wow, fighting crime.
Yeah, the world is one world. Very, very philosophical. Okay, you're really laying low.
Yeah, right? In a fucking snakeskin uniform.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh my god, Jack Cryer.
Come, son. Tell me, are you allergic to any lubricants?
I don't even have jokes for that. It's just...
Okay, that was pretty good.
Why don't I take it to a higher security prison?
Or a prison. That's not, you know, a rock quarry.
Yeah, why is that happening? This is 1987, not 1945.
Yeah. Like, no you won't. You'll see him in a couple months.
No, damn it. I lost my train of thought.
Is it over? Is it finally over? You said it's finally over.
Get to fly by the camera.
Yeah.
Come on.
The only movie, John Williams.
Yeah. But adapted John Williams.
Dude, he just broke the fourth wall. Like, the movie couldn't get any worse.
Okay, and we're done. We're done. Credits are rolling. Fuck it, I'm done.
Okay,
no,
so...
watch it.
Yeah, I would say Superman 4 wins.
Superman 4 is terrible.
It is the worst.
I can't find between it and Catwoman, though.
Oh, God.
Paul Marshall, Chain Gang, Bradley Levine. Or Lavelle.
Okay, so...
teacher JFK High School, Jade Brooke.
I'm going to do it for this week. And in fact,
Hundred Great Wall of China, Philip Fox.
Shut up, Shax.
Chinese official, Great Wall of China.
I will hang up on you.
The voice of Suzanne York.
Shut up, Shax.
Flying Unit Director David Lane.
Shax, just to mute your microphone and do that.
Kitchen manager Richard Hobbs.
So as always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us at Dustor Prods. I'm at Deadman_80Prods. We have at Bowie on and at Fuck Shax. We're on Facebook, like us on there. We're on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Leave us some reviews. Let us know how we're doing. We have other stuff. Yeah, be sure to come back next week. We'll be starting summer month. We'll be posting the schedule. We'll be posting the list of movies that we'll be watching. Well, next Friday, I guess. Because that is June 1st. But yeah, so, until then, I'm Dead.
I'm Boogalong.
I'm Ninja Carry.
Airbrusher. W.L. Arantz.
We'll see you guys next time.
Assistant animator, Byron O'Rourke.